Well, good morning, everybody. So, Kenya, thank you for Kenya. You are very supportive of me, sending me there. So I really appreciate it. And I left on October 3rd. I left home, and I arrived over there. I think it was first week of November, I think. 5 weeks I was there, and I came home. So we went to different prisons over there. We had never been there before, many of them. Samuel said to me, he's a chief brother over there in Kenya, and he said, they're hard. Prisoners are hard. I've been here before, and with very little response. But I didn't let that trouble me. You know, I preached anyway. And the area was hard, and the prisoners seemed to be hard. And we went to about 23 prisons we went to. That's the first one there. I'm just going to read. I think I should read. Few verses, that's all. You don't have to turn to them. When Moses put up a little fuss with the Lord in the burning bush, he didn't want to go. I can't talk and so on. The Lord said to him in Exodus chapter 4, Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. I'm almost reading Exodus now. So that was just the other night. I read that, and it was like that for me in Kenya again. Saul was told by Samuel, when he first met him, told him to go back down to your father, and because the donkeys are found. And then he said to him, you're going to meet some prophets, and you'll prophesy with them. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. And it was that way in 24. It wasn't even me. I had my Bible at my side. I had a message, never looked at it, never read verses. They all came to my mind. That was the same this year. It was the same in 2025. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't, because... to be like, I was totally consumed with love, with love for them. I looked at them, and they knew it was God's love for them in me, speaking through them. And I didn't think, like he said to his disciples, and this dispensation, the tribulation of the Israel, Matthew 10 and 19. He said, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given on you in that same hour what ye shall speak, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of you, of your Father, which speaketh in you. And it was the same way this year. I never had to think. The words just came to me. And I stress repentance toward God. Repentance toward God. Surrender your life to God. And they're hearing a gospel over there that's like an easy believism thing. You sing for Jesus, and you're dancing for Jesus. You're saved. They're told that by several of these chaplains. And I could see in their eyes. They know they're not saved, and they're looking at me with hope in their eyes. They want to be saved. They don't have what I'm talking about. But I make it very clear, very plain to them. If you don't repent, there's no salvation. He won't be your Savior if you won't be Lord of your life. Lord of your life. I live for you, Lord. I crown you Lord of my life. I step down from the throne of my heart. I crown you Lord of my life, and I live for you, Lord. Not my will, thine be done. and you mean it, and you mean it. I told them this. I spoke very plainly to them. You surrender your life to Him. Come as a sinner. I'm not worthy of heaven. I'm worthy of hell, Lord. I'm worthy of hell. That's where I should go. But thank you, Jesus Christ, you died for me. You're Lord of my life, and you be my Savior from sin. Now, they're looking at me. I can tell by their eyes. They're very convicted, and they have hope in their eyes. Tell us how. Tell us how. I told them how. I told them how, very plainly, through Christ. And I'm very grateful. I did Central Kenya. Never did those prisons before. I go in the West with Evans, and I with Samuel around Nairobi, and then in the eastern Nairobi to the prisons. So when I first got there, I went with Samuel and I, and for a week I was there with Samuel. We get up at 4:30 in the morning, and we leave. Sometimes we drive for 3 hours. We're going to see 3 prisons that day, and we get home or maybe 9 at night, have a supper, and go to bed. And next thing you know, it's 4:30. Hi. Hi. And I said, Lord, you're going to help me again. And He always did. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Driving the car, you know, I'm kind of yawning in my eyes. But every time I opened my mouth, it was Him. It was Him and me going through me. It's what God did. I'm going to show what God did over in Kenya through me. Yep. And Samuel and Evans, they translate. I build a rapport with them, these men. When they play the organ, you know, and they sing. All these prisoners sing, you know, like 700, 800 of these men. And they're clapping, you know. So when I stand there, I'm standing there at the table sitting down. I walk right up to the front of them, and I start clapping. And I move in amongst them like this. I move in amongst them, very close to them, make eye contact with them. And they're looking at me like, whoa, who is this Mzungu? Who is this white man? It was good. It was very good. I got a rapport with them. And then I begin to preach. Make eye contact. And I walk back and forth because they're all spread out. A little more on the floor sitting. So it was a wonderful time. I broke bread in Samuel's home assembly on October 7th. So this is the first prison. I'm not sure what it's called. So we'll go to picture 2, please. Those who received Christ, who truly understood repentance, and they jump to their feet. I start preaching in Swahili. They think I can speak Swahili. I can't speak Swahili, but I can preach the gospel a little bit. So I speak in Swahili in the beginning, and I say to them that, you know, jambo, jambo, that's hello, hello, jambo, jambo, different ones. And then I say to them, Yesu anakapenda werwe. That means Jesus loves you. And I hear amen, all these amens. Yesu anakapenda werwe. Right. And then, still in Swahili, say, do you know Him? Do you know Him? And they're looking at me. The amens are so loud now. Not as many amens. And then I ask them another question. Does He know you? Does He know you? Huh? And very few amens. Because I know they don't. I know they don't. And they know they don't. But I tell them how you can know Him and be sure of heaven, your sins forgiven. And so, and at the end, when I close, I revert back to Swahili after I preach 15, 20 minutes. Yes, I say to them, say my message. That means stand on your feet. How are you going to show the Lord that you want Him now? How are you going to show the Lord, I surrender my life to you, Lord? I'm a Christian now. How will you show Him now? Now, they're always sitting down. I say, you stand on your feet. In Swahili, that's Seimanesi. Seimanesi, on your feet. And they all jump. They jump to their feet. They jump to their feet because they want it. They want it. All of them. 745. All at once. All these men. Samuel said he never saw that work. It never, never did God speak like that. And he used me. Wade LeBlanc. How about that? A sinner. Saved by grace. All I am. Yeah, you know. You all know me. Yep. I'm a nobody. But he used me. Put my mouth. And he spoke to them. And they jumped to their feet. And those that profess to be saved, I've trusted Christ. We have the Bible. We had New Testaments in English or Swahili, whichever they want. So they're getting New Testaments there. Next picture. That's Samuel over there. Samuel. Next picture. It's number four. Yeah. Okay. There were 265 of these men. And I give them the gospel tract too. The gospel tract, John 3:16. And I'm giving them the gospel tract there. And then their Bibles. Next picture. Okay. Next.
They do the church service outside. There is a building where they keep, where they house them all, right?
No. There's maybe sometimes with a building, roof over it. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. That's a building, yeah. They stay in that building. They don't leave. They're always in the building.
And that's just a church service outside?
They put a tent up. And they came to hear the gospel. A special meeting. Right. Special meeting, yep. So a chaplain arranges that for us. And I appreciate them doing that. So we're inside. I'm not sure if they profess to be saved or not, these men, but I gave them a gospel tract. And those who profess, they got a Bible. Pictures.
What are the men in the back all dressed the same on the left?
I'm getting to them next.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. No, okay, picture six.
Next.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you as I go along. All right, I am. Bye. They are graduates. They are graduates of the Emmaus Bible course, correspondence courses, right? They have their names. The chaplain get their names. And there's follow-up. And these are graduates. They graduated. They got a certificate from Emmaus Bible College. He's pretty happy. You know, they're pretty happy guys. Next picture. Next picture. Next picture. Next picture.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Next picture. So there they are. They graduated. So they're going to begin. These ones who profess to be saved, they want to go to Emmaus Bible courses. It's free for the prisoners, and they enroll. And these ones have finished. They finished. And got their degree, I guess it was. So anyway, that's picture 10. Next picture. That's a women's prison. I guess there were some men in there too. Next picture. They wouldn't let me take pictures. No pictures in this prison here. So we didn't have any pictures because I think I mentioned last time some prisoners saw their picture in an international magazine and they didn't give their permission. So I got a lawyer and the lawyer won for them. And they sued the government for around $5 million. So they said no pictures, no more pictures without their consent. They must agree to have my picture taken. So I assured the chaplain, we go in there, we wait until we're in the warden's office, and I talk to him and tell him why I have the pictures. So the saints back home will know the fellowship they gave for this trip. They're seeing the fruit of it. the Bibles. They're saying the Bibles. So I told them, nobody has a stick but me. I don't show it anywhere else. Nobody. Just the churches I go to. So oftentimes he says, yeah, God gives us favor. So they had no favor in this prison right here, but it's okay. So let's picture 12. let's picture 12. Yeah, I'm preaching to these men. That's kind of in the same prison, I think. There were 300 men. Poof. And wonderful. And okay. Now the next picture. I'm still preaching. I'm preaching to them. And next picture. They have their Bibles. These professed, not all of them. Next picture. They have their Bibles. Next picture. That's Samuel and Sabina, where I stayed the first week. And they like their pictures taken, you know, the guards and so on. So we comply, it's okay. That's the chaplain, I guess, on the far on the left there. This picture 17. Now the next picture, I travel 14 hours on a bus, and I go to Western Kenya to be with Brother Evans. So those are Bibles, which I purchased all the Bibles. And we had enough for every prisoner. Never ran out at all. And I think there were some left over, maybe a box and a half, which Samuel will use and Evans will use. When they go to the prisons. That's his living room. It's full of coffee tables. I don't know why. You hardly get around. I say, what do you got all these coffee tables here for? Anyway, okay, next picture. That's a women's prison. so there were 44 women. And all 44. Boom. Say my message. Boom. Up they go. I said, Sasa, now. You show him now you want him. And they all stood. And they're very happy. Nice picture. Okay. Next picture, 21. That's quite a crowd there. You can't. And I'm preaching to them. I said, my Bible's down at my side. I never had to look at my Bible. Never. No. The Lord just, I'll be with your mouth, and I'll teach you what to say when you say it. So, yeah, but 745. 745 of these men. How's that? I'm an evangelist paradise. There I am. They're all unbelievers in front of me. I know they are. They know they are. So, sometimes a chaplain will jump up and quite a butt in front of me, like, no, they're already saved. You sit down. You stop telling these men they're saved. They know they're saved, and they knew they weren't. And looking at me with hope. And so God answered their prayers, answered my prayers. Next picture. There are ladies preaching to them. Next picture. They got their Bibles. There were 64 women professed to be saved. 24. I'm preaching. That's Kisi, a main prison. There's men. Yeah, men. There's 337 came to Christ. Women, 44. All the women came to Christ. 25. No, they're praying. They receive. They stood in their feet. Yeah, they're praying. Next picture. Those are remandees. They're all looking at this guy. What are you laughing about? He's laughing about something. I don't know what it is. And they're all looking at him like, What are you laughing about? Anyway, I don't even know what he was laughing about, but. They all profess to be saved. They're on their feet.
Right.
The remandees. They've been sentenced. They're going to trial. They haven't been proven guilty. They've just been charged. And over here, they put them in jails to await going to a judge. But these men are sent into prison. There they are, the remandees. And they have no uniforms. There's one there. He's a prisoner. He's already committed there. But these men aren't. And oftentimes, they all come to Christ. They all believe because they haven't been there. Their life isn't prison. The other men, their life is prison when they're getting out. So, okay, next picture. The Bibles. Next picture. As remandees and prisoners, they got their Bibles. 29, 30, 31. I'm pretty happy guy there. Yep. And then 32. We're outside there, as you can see. That's a chaplain to my right. That's 30, yeah, okay, now 33. The camera wasn't, she was shaking the camera, she took it. The children are there. The women prisoners are able to bring their children in, up to 5 years old, and they've raised them themselves in the prison, which I guess was a good thing. There's a couple of them there. And they all got, they, I all believe, I'm not sure how many. Next picture, they're a different group of women. And they all profess. Sometimes the warden stands up too, the guards stand up too. And they believe on the Lord. Next picture, I'm pretty happy. A pretty happy guy over there, yeah. Next picture. 36. Yeah, the guards. Those are guards that also realized they were not saved when they heard me preach the gospel. Right. Repent, 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 then believe. And they did. And they came and asked me for a Bible, the guards do, and even the warden. So next picture. What's that, 37? Okay, they all profess to be saved. A Bible. 38. They have Bibles too. They profess to be saved. And then 39. These are remandees. They haven't professed yet. They're on their feet. They're on their feet. So I'm probably talking to them. Probably preaching. I'm probably preaching at them. Anyway. Next picture, 40. Those are two chaplains. And 41. They like to have their pictures taken, the guards and the... So anyway, there we are. 42. That was a large place right there. There were a lot of prisoners. A lot of prisoners came there, I tell you. And we don't tell them they're going to get a Bible until they profess to be saved. And then we separate them from the others. Because if we told them in the beginning, you're going to get a Bible, they'd all profess to be saved just to get a Bible. There's no toilet paper given to these men or soap or towel or nothing. No beds, no pillows. So... unfortunately, they'll take the pages of the Bible, you know, for toilet paper. But anyway, but we don't tell the men until after they believe and they're separated. So those men there tried to get them all, but yeah, it was wonderful. Is that 42? Yep. And altogether, there were 2,626 2,626 professed to repent and believe, and they got a Bible. So we're very happy about that. So thank you, brethren, for your support of me and the financial support that you send to me to go. And you buy the ticket for me, the plane. So I'm very, very grateful. And you will share. You'll share. Yes, you will. And the reward, any reward up there, you'll share in it. So there. I think that's the last. I lost a lot of weight. I kind of lost some weight over there too. Sabina said you don't eat very much, but I can't eat their food. The chicken leg looks like a nice chicken leg. It's like rubber. It's rubber, right? Whoa, if I put it down, can't eat that. So I don't eat a whole lot over there. I eat rice. But anyway, I did lose some weight. And I'm trying to get it back. But anyway, no hurry. So anyway, I guess that's it. All right? I didn't need to talk much. The pictures speak for themselves, right? They speak for themselves. So may God give all the glory be to God. What he did through me. It was my voice, but I prayed, Lord, 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 may they hear your voice, not mine, your voice. And I believe they did. They did. So 2,626. So that's it. That was my time, October.
Thanks, Wade.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. Hope you're encouraged. And all glory be to God. All glory to him, not me. Him. Jesus.